I'd like to dedicate tonight's shir. It's my grandfather's yahrzeit, 25 years. The Chaf Ches Shvat tonight for my grandfather was Shmuel Nochem ben Eliezer Halevi. So I appreciate the chaver who was in shul earlier and stuck around after Marv so we can make a siyum. Very much appreciated. So we gave a woman shir tonight. Now we'll do the men's shir. Good. So everything, every little bit counts. That's the lesson. So we've been talking about kotzer. So let's continue a little bit our discussion of kotzer, of cutting off. We'll start with a famous Gemara in Erevin on Kuf Amud Aleph. Gemara says, let's make it a little bigger. Can make a little, there we go. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Shorsha Ilan Shigavoy Min Ha'aretz Shlosh Tvachim. O Shiesh Chalo Tach Tehim Shlosh Tvachim. Af Al Pishat Sido Echad Shavel Aretz Hareze Lo Yeshev Alehen. Lefi She'ein Oilin Be'ilan. So at a certain point, the roots of the tree are actually going to be the tree itself. So if you would have roots that are three tefachim, you're not allowed to sit down on them. You wouldn't think about it, but sometimes, let's say three tefachim is about, I don't know, 10, 11 inches or so. You might not realize it, but sometimes people are like walking down the street and like, let's say you're walking past someone's house, your kids are doing something, it's like a stump. Like, you know, the tree was cut out, but it's still pretty high. If you like stand on that or jump on that or something, that's jumping on a tree. You might think of it, but that's what the Gemara is telling us, that the roots of the tree are part of the tree itself. If you shein olam ilan, you're not allowed to climb. You're not allowed to go up on a tree on Shabbos. Ve'ein nislim ba'ilan, you're not allowed to hang from a tree. You can't swing on it. You cannot, Tarzan. You know, you can't swing from a tree on Shabbos. Ve'ein nish'anin ba'ilan, you can't even lean against a tree. So let's hold off on that parameters. What's involved in leaning on a tree. We might find different chilukim. Is it what is this? I mean, okay, in a few minutes.
Rabbi,
yeah.
is that just a getter though? You know when there's a stump, is the getter just in case like somebody does it to a tree that's growing where they might snap off branches and actually do something to shake the tree where fruit might come down, but with a stump there's really nothing they can do?
No, that's a tree. What I'm trying to point out is that three tefachim is part of the tree. So let's say even you say, oh, I'm not walking on the tree. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to play with the roots. If those roots, I mean like a little tree root, like an inch or two, okay, we're not bothered by that. But if you have like significant roots that are coming up or around, or like I'm pointing out even on a stump or something like that, that's a tree. In halacha, a tree has to halachically start at some point, and the Gemara tells it starts at three tefachim. Okay. Now, we'll see why. These are all rabbinic. These are rabbinic restrictions we'll get to. Lo yale be'ilam ba'od yom. You can't climb up a tree Friday afternoon, right? Ve'yeshev sham kol hayom kula. And you're just going to sit there. You want to spend your Shabbos in a tree. You got like a tree house or something. Now, Rav Shekhar points out many times, in order to actually violate Shabbos on a deraisa level, you have to actually do an action. So sitting in the tree is not a deraisa, it's a derabonan. Lo yale be'ilam ba'od yom. Okay, we'll talk about this not for tonight, but these prohibitions about the trees would apply to on an animal as well, because we're afraid that you're going to break off a tree. Let's say I'm riding on the back of my horse or something like that. Then I might snap off a branch from a tree because I need like a stick to whip it. Skipping a little bit. Tani Chada. We have one Bryce that says, Im Ola Mutaleirid. One Bryce that tells me that if I went up the tree, I'm allowed to go down. But Tanya Chada also lay raid. And another Bryce says, no, you cannot climb down. So which is it? Can if you went up, can you come down or not? So the one says, Lokasha, it's not a difficulty. Kam bodyom, kam v'chashecha. One's talking about when you went up a tree during the daytime, and now you're in the tree, so you can come down. And the chashecha is when you went up on Shabbos, it's after it's dark. It's nighttime. I like that. That's one teretz. It depends. You know, if you went up on a Friday, you went on Shabbos. If you went up on Friday, you can come down. If you went on Shabbos, you can't. No, both of them are talking about when you went up a tree on Shabbos. But lokasha kan b'shogeg kan b'mezid. But when you're allowed to go down is if it was a shogeg, and this is actually how the halacha. In Shulchan Aruch rules, it's not on the source sheet, but in halacha, if you climb the tree b'shogeg, shogeg can mean one of two things. It can mean number one, it was a shogeg that you didn't know you weren't allowed to climb a tree, and then you go in and you thought it was allowed, and someone tells you no, no, you're not allowed to climb trees. And you say, okay, you're allowed to come down. Or Shogun can be, no, I know you're not allowed to climb trees, but I was just confused. I thought today was a Sunday. I didn't realize it was a Shabbos. So then that would be another example of Shogun. So that would be the case where you, in the Braisa, which allows you to go down. And the Braisa says that it's Osir is talking about if you went in Bemezid. If you do that on purpose, and then it's like a Kanas. No, you went up on purpose. You got to stay there. That's like a kanas. You have to stay in there on the thing. Nibayis ema, and a third way of understanding it, hava haba shogeg. No, not that one's a shogeg, one's a mazid. According to the third resolution, they're both shogeg. Hocha bekansu shogeg atu mazik miflagi. But the question is, do we penalize you? You went up a shogeg, do we make a kanas? Do we force you to stay in there? Mar sover kansen. One says no, there is a kanas, and therefore you get a penalty, and we don't allow you to go up. You have to stay down. Mar sover lo kansen. One says no, there's no kanas, and therefore if you went up b'shogeg, we would allow you to come down. But according to this, it would be that at the end of the day, that's how the halacha is, that you're allowed to come down if it went up. You went up b'shogeg. But this is all the Isra of what's called Nishtamish Be'ilan, using a tree on Shabbos, and this is all coming as a rabbinic extension of the prohibition of Kotzir, of breaking off branches. Okay. Well, the question is going to be now, what happens if I need an object that's in a tree? Is the real prohibition, or is the nature of, I should say, that I'm afraid I'm going to climb the tree? Or is that I'm going to use the tree? I mean, let's say I have my Eruv. My Eruv has to be accessible to me. But what if the Eruv is in the tree? So the Mishnah in Eruvin, Lamed Beis and Beis, says, Nusana be'ilan, you put your Eruv in a tree. So if it's Lamal me'asar tfachim, ain Eruva Eruv, you're not allowed to get it. Lamat me'asar tfachim, Eruva Eruv, right? So then it's allowed to, because it's accessible to you. So the Gemara says, Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi bar Nosson, V'yosef bar Nachin Gabayhu, V'yosef Kamri. Hi Elon, Dekoy Heicha. What exactly is this case of the tree that's talked about in the Mishnah? See, Elema Dekoy Bershus HaYochid. If the tree was in your private Rishus, Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. Who cares how high it is? Who cares how low it is? Rishus HaYochid, Oil Adel Rekia. Rishus HaYochid goes all the way out to Shemaim. It has no, it has no limitation. So it doesn't make a chiluk whether or not the Erev is. It shouldn't make any difference. Ella, dekor b'shus harabim. So pshat must be, no, it's not in Rishus HaRabim, but rather, I'm sorry, it's not in Rishus HaYochid, it's in Rishus HaRabim. Right? So then what exactly did you want to make your Malkum Shvisa for? Elaimin is chavin l'shus n'mala. If you wanted to have your place above, right? You and your Eruv are in one place. Ella nischavin l'shvos lamata kashvalan be'ilam. Right, that you can't get to it. That you can't reach. You can't reach it because it's called nishtamish be'ilan. That's why it's no good. You can't use this tree, and it makes your Eruv's puzzle, right? Because you can't use your tree. It's inaccessible to you. Right, okay. So now, one second. Let me, okay, the Morgan's a little bit of an answer. The Olam de Kabbash Shusarab, and his Chavin Shus Mamata, Rebihi, the Omer Koldover Shehube Mishum Shvuz, Logozu Allah, Baina Shmashas. There's no rabbinic restrictions. Okay, I don't want to get into that too much right now. I'm just going to do that. Omer Lahurav Nachman, Yashir, right? You said a good pshat. So the key thing you have to see is there's a whole discussion whether it makes a difference whether it's Shabbos versus Yom Tov, whether it's going to be Mukta or not. In other words, when something is Mukta, then we're not going to be afraid that you're going to use it. But if there's no Mukta, then we're afraid that if you leave your candle or something like that in a tree, then you're going to come to use it and take it, because we're not concerned with the... If there's no Mukta prohibition, you might would come to use it. That's the Gemara here on Men Hay in Shabbos. Again, just getting the few set up, and then we'll see into the halacha l'maisa applications of what can be done, what can't be done. To Omarav, manichin ner al gabi dekil b'shabbos. You're allowed to put a ner is the receptacle. We talk about ner like a candle, but in Mishnayis, the ner is the is the what's it called, the container for that. I remember Rabbi Simon when we were in Shir. So there was a kel. He used to, I don't, doesn't matter his name, but Rabbi Simon used to like him. He used to hack him a lot. So he said this guy, we'll call him, Yosef. Yosef, you're such a modern Orthodox Jew. You think in your modernity that ner means candle. But I'm telling you, ner means receptacle. I was like that the receptacle. So that's what we're talking about over here. Ner al gabi dekel b'shavis, eimanicha ner al gabi dekel b'yamtav. But you can't put the candle receptacle on the tree on yamtav, right? So the reason for that is because of muktzah. On Shabbos, if I put it in the tree, once it burns out, I'm not bothered because I'm not going to touch it. But it's muktzah, so I'm not going to come to take it off the tree. But on Yom Tov, when there might not be a problem with muktzah, so good, I put my nair in there. It's a it's got a good, it's like a skylight. It's, I'm putting it down. It's going to shine out and light up them. But then once it's done, I'm going to go up and take it down now, and I'm going to remove that from the tree. So that's the concern over here that the Gemara has. Again, all examples of being mishtamish be'ilon. Okay, so it's also to use something that's a tree. Again, these are all rabbinic restrictions of kotzer. So Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon has a beautiful sefer in Hilchos Shabbos. So I want to go through some of the practical cases that he discusses in his sefer. Right. So this is what we just saw, that the Chazal say you're not allowed. What's that?
What's the name of the Rabbi Rimon sefer?
It's a two volume. In the Hebrews is Shabbat. I think it's Hilchos Shabbos. I don't know. One second, let me just check and I look for one second if I have. If I have one second. No, I don't. Hold on, let me stop my screen share for a second. See if I have. In my. Wait. Because he's coming out with an English version. Halachic overview. I don't know. That's I'm sure they're gonna come out with a new real title. But it's a beautiful sefer I got on Amazon. Where's my Zach? Here's where we are. Right. You can see my screen again. I'm sharing again. Right. Yeah. Okay. So he writes like this. He again first quoting the Gemara's Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to climb the tree. We say you're not allowed to ride on the back. You're gonna break the branch. But here's the question. Can I lean on a tree? So there's a Yerushalmi that talks about, it says, the difference between bari or tosh, or weak, like a weak or strong. So let me ask you a question. If one is weak or strong, what difference should that make in terms of what I'm allowed to do with a tree? So, Pasha Pshat, I would have said like this. If I'm leaning on it strong, my full weight is on the tree, then that's like a smicha. That's really leaning on it. Just as an important halacha, sometimes you'll see people when they're davening, they lean very heavily on a shtender, right? Have you seen this? So much so that if you were to remove the shtender from the person who's davening, unfortunately, they'd fall. It's holding them up. So that's a problem, because if you're leaning on an object with such strength and such force that if the object was moved, you would fall, or that's not called standing. So if you're davening, imagine guy's davening a Shemona Esrei, and he's really like leaning on the shtender, he's not standing in halachic terms, he's sitting, according to halacha. You have to stand for your Shemona Esrei. That's why it's called the Amidah, right? So that's an important thing to do. But in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, you would think, well, one second, maybe the only problem is if I'm really leaning... I'm really leaning hard, bori, a starka, my whole weight is on it. So much so that if the tree was not there, I'd fall. That might be another. But what if I just put my hand up against it? Right? For example, this could happen. Imagine a person just needs to tie their shoe. Right? They're walking in the street, they're tying their shoe, and they stop in order to pause while they're tying their shoe. They put their hand like to brace themselves against the tree. That's not hard. I'm just lightly touching it. So you would think, according to this, that bari versus tosh, that's strong versus weak, that it depends on how much strength I put on the tree. That light would be allowed, a light little tap would be allowed, or and a strong push would not be allowed. That's the one of the ways of, probably the more straightforward way of understanding it. However, there's the Baal HaTanya. Machzah Shekel, the Baal HaTanya. The Tanya says like this, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe says, it's not talking about the person. Strong versus light is not talking about the person, it's talking about the tree. Tremendous kula. According to the, if it's a strong tree, imagine like most California redwoods, if I got a strong tree, I can do whatever I want to that. I can lean up light against it, I can lean my full force against it, because it's a strong tree, my pushing is not going to do anything to it. When is it a problem? If it's the tree is weak. Now, we thought it was going on the person, if it's a strong push, a weak push. The Tanya is learning, the Baal Tanya says it depends upon the the strength of the tree. So it comes out of tremendous kula, that you could push your full force up against a strong tree, but a big chumrah, you can't even touch lightly without moving even a small tree, right? Because even a small tree, according to this, it's a din in the cheftza. It's a din in what type of tree you're approaching it. So with that background, let's now go into Rav Ramon. He writes, can you lean on a tree or place an item on it? So, right, it's Chazal prohibited not only climbing a tree, riding an animal, but utilizing them in other ways. That's the phrase of Mishtamish Be'ilan. One may not make use of an animal or tree or any plant that's 3 tefachim tall. Again, that was the first source we saw, the Gemara in Erevin, and Daf Kuf, to place items on them, to tie an animal to them. Okay, these are other Gemaras. These actions are prohibited even if the tree does not move at all. So who's that going like? That's not going like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The prohibition does not concern moving the tree, but using it. That's called Mishtamish Be'ilan. Light leaning is not considered use. Gemara in Chagiga, that's talking about where the women used to do smicha on the korbanos. Not because they actually had to, but we wanted to, like, you know, give them a little nachas ruach. Therefore, a healthy person who does not need support may lean lightly on a tree, provided they don't move it at all. Obviously, it's permitted to sit in the shade of the tree. That's not considered being mishtamish be'ilan. That was talking about when it's 3 tefachim. If the status of the tree is less than 3 tefachim, right, the trunk or the roots of root to it is that the ground, and now you could walk on. But, as I started off, you got to be careful. Sometimes if you have big roots, tall roots, or a stump that's not so, you know, not ground level, then, well, that's really a tree in halacha, and you would not be allowed to. But under 3 tefachim is fine. That's not considered to be a tree. That's still called karka. Above that is a tree, and then we deal with the rabbinic prohibition of mishtamish be'ilan. Any questions? Is this we're good so far? Yeah?
I was going to ask about sitting in the shade, but I guess the Rav said that wouldn't be called mishtamish.
Correct. You're not touching it. You're not touching it. But we'll see. Things that are attached to a shade, tzidei ha'ilan are osur. For example, if I have a nail in a tree, I can't put anything on that nail. It's not the tree, but it's called the side. It's tzidei ha'ilan. One step removed is still a problem. If I have two steps removed, tzidei tzidin, that's like, let's say I have a hammock attached to a nail that's in the tree, right? That's allowed. The hammock is allowed because it's not the tree. It's not next to the tree. It's two steps removed. So that I'm allowed to use. Those will be allowed, even though it's, you think at first glance it is part of the tree.
Rabbi, wouldn't depend on the hammock if it's a really strong trees or if they're light trees where, like, if it's a really strong tree, you
sit. Wait, time out. Let's just talk tachlis. I don't recommend putting a hammock on a light tree. Your tush will fall on the ground. That's not so geschmack. Let's put a hammock on the starka tree. Now, yeah, what's the question?
What about a medium tree, though? The medium tree, though, might be an issue.
Yeah, again, this is just common sense. Don't put a hammock on trees that are going to bend. It's not so geschmack. You're sitting there with your diet Snapple. You know, you got your little book. You're reading. All of a sudden, the light tree falls, and you're on the ground.
You talked about putting the hammock on a nail that's attached to the tree.
Yeah, that's allowed.
Just if it's strung up around the tree itself.
No, good question. Different? Good question. Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shlita holds that the rope around the tree is a problem. He does not. He calls that, that's called tzidei. That's the actual direct. It's not two steps removed. It's one step removed. And that would be a problem according to Rav Abadi. Yeah. Okay. Let's see some more. Is Rafi still with us? We're going to get to those ladders. Rafi, don't go to sleep, Rafi. Here we go. What happens if a ball gets stuck in a tree on Shabbos? This could happen. A ball or another item fell into a tree or a bush 3 or more tefachim tall. Whether it fell before Shabbos or on Shabbos, it is prohibited to retrieve it with your hand or with a stick. If the item landed on the tree on Shabbos, then fell from there by itself, then you could use it, right? If the bush has weak branches which bend easily, the object can be retrieved because the prohibition, the Isser, doesn't include that. He's quoting from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. But you can't get the ball down. I saw once someone was doing, what are they called? The hula hoops. And then throwing this way, if you throw it, you flip your wrist back, then the hula hoop roll, but like they put such traction on, like it rolls back towards you. So this kid's flipping, and the guy like it just went and it got into a tree. So that was the end of the hula hoop for that Shabbos. Not allowed to get it down. Is one permitted to hang items on a tree before Shabbos? So this might hint at the machlokas I alluded to between the Rosh and Rashi as to whether the prohibition is climbing a tree or using a tree. So if it's using a tree, then I can't hang it. But if the prohibition is actually, I'm afraid I'm going to climb a tree, well then taking an item off and on, that's not going to lead me to actually climb a tree. I just want to use the tree for items. So there's the famous story with the stipler. The stipler was hard of hearing. And I have to preface this story that Rav Schechter holds you're not supposed to repeat this story, but I'll say the story and then I'll explain why Rav Schechter doesn't like this story. The stipler was very hard of hearing. I was never zeiche to see the stipler, but those who went in told me that you would write your question on a piece of paper. He would read it, and then he'd tell you his answer. Or you'd come really close. You like literally shout into his ear. So how did this happen? How did the stipler lose his hearing? So apparently there's more than one version. But the stipler was in the Russian army. He was in the Vardik. He was drafted to the army. And one Shabbos he had duty. He had guard duty. So the question was, they had a coat that each soldier who had this like a 2-hour shift or whatever it was. This is like in the cold Siberian, freezing, I don't know, Siberia, wherever it was freezing. So they had one coat that whoever had guarded would wear that. So according to one version, the stipler was concerned that maybe there were shatnez in the coat, and so if he didn't put it on, and that's what caused him to suffer. The other version is that the previous guard before him took the coat and put it onto a tree, and therefore he did not want to take it off the tree because of because this is a derabanan of what's it called? Mishtamish for Elon. So I know what you're going to ask all you lamdonim. You're going to say, one second, what's the obvious question? Pikuch nefesh. Pikuch nefesh is doche derabanan. So apparently the stipler, the way they say it, was like cheshbening out. Did he really feel like it was got to that level of pikuch nefesh or not? And he kept on cheshbing. He felt like it didn't, so then he went, but he did lose or suffer his hearing as a result of that, according to the other version.
If someone is in jeopardy of one aver, right, in this case hearing, could one be over a Lissandra for that?
Yes, that's why Rav Schechter does not like this story. He says you shouldn't tell stories of Gedolim when they didn't follow the halacha, when they do something that's not required. So he felt it was not a good story to tell. So I'm sorry I repeated the story, but now I'm telling you why he doesn't like the story. Because the halacha is clear. If it's a suffix, in that case, you would definitely be allowed to take the jacket and put it on because of the situation. So now, with that introduction, let's see what Rav Rimon writes about. Are you allowed to hang items on a tree before Shabbos? So Chazal prohibited placing an item on a tree before Shabbos due to concern you're going to retrieve it on Shabbos. Therefore, it's prohibited to hang a towel on a tree before Shabbos. By contrast, it's permitted to place a mukta item on the tree before Shabbos, since there's no concern that you're going to retrieve it. That's what I showed you, the Gemara on Mem Hei, right? We saw, so Yom Tov it's a problem, because Yom Tov you can use the item, it's not mukta, but Shabbos you would not be allowed to put it there. Similarly, it's permitted to place on a tree an item that's typically found there when there's no concern that it's going to retrieve it. Like, for example, I don't know, a birdhouse or something like that, right? So that birdhouses are found in trees. So you could put that on the tree because no one's going to be taking it down. What about a ladder? What about using a ladder to climb? The Gemara, Kufnun Hei, concludes the prohibition to use a tree is relevant not only with regard to the tree itself, but the sides of the tree. That's called Sidei HaIlan. The tzad means a side. Items that are attached to or leaning on the tree are included in the prohibition. Right? That's what I was talking about the hammock a minute ago. Therefore, it's prohibited to climb up a ladder that's leaning on a tree or to climb a tree using pegs that are embedded. Sometimes they have like, you know, little clubhouses, right? They make little wooden steps to get up there. You cannot do that. Cannot be done on Shabbos. This applies even if one's careful not to move or even touch the tree. Similarly, it's prohibited to hang an article of clothing on a nail embedded in a tree. But let me just point out, so you can't hang a jacket on the tree, right? You can't use your jacket if it's hung there. But get this. Let's say I have something in my jacket pocket that's hanging on a nail that's attached to a tree. So lawyer mayor, what say you? Can I get an object from my... I have a yarmulke and I need to get a yarmulke. And someone says, oh, do you have an extra yarmulke? Oh, yeah, there's one in my jacket that's hanging on the nail that's hanging on the tree. Can I take a yarmulke out of the jacket pocket?
See, it's like the Rav was saying before. It's not...
Very good.
It's double removed.
Very good. So now, you not only do you have an American law, we give you a Jewish law degree also. You pass. You have smicha. Correct. That's the correct halacha. You can take something from the jacket. That's sidei tzadon. It's the side of the side. Okay. Can you use on a swing or a hammock? It's permitted to use that which is considered sides of the sides, right? Okay, two steps removed. I am attached to the side that you're leaning on it. For example, a rope is on the nail, and the nail is connected to a tree. You can hang items on the rope. Although it's prohibited to hang a basket on a nail attached to the tree, the basket was hanging on the nail before Shabbos, it's permitted to place items in the basket or remove items from it on Shabbos. That's the same thing as like taking something from your jacket. Similarly, it's prohibited to hang a towel or a rope attached to a tree. But if a towel was hung on the rope before Shabbos, it can be used for drying your hands. In this case, you can't take the towel off because that would be considered to be using the rope. So he has a nice summary little chart over here in Kotzer. Okay, so let's just go, I guess we'll go from left to right. Climbing a tree, we saw, is not allowed. That's an Issur D'Rabbanan because you're going to, or afraid you're going to come to break off a branch, which is a violation of the Issur D'Rais of Kotzer. What about leaning on a tree? So that was the Chiluk we saw. Bari? Is it strong? Or Tosh, is it weak? So he calls with force, with lightly. So he says, if you're doing with force, that's not allowed. It's usur, even if you're not moving the tree. But lightly, he allows it as long as you're not going to actually move the tree. So to lightly touch the tree, that would be to tie your shoes or something like that, would be allowed. We started off, I guess, going in a different order, about coming down from the tree that you went up there. So the chiluk is, in this case, did you go up a mezid or did you go up a shogig? If you went up on shogig, there is no knas, and we allow you to, actually, you have to get down. Right? It's actually, the lesson is like it's mutter, that you're supposed to get down. Not just like you could, you're supposed to come down from the tree. Because kol zman, you're in the tree, it's a violation. What if you did it, b'mezid? So, you're stuck. You have to stay in the tree, right? Or you have to just, you bring it from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you could jump out. If you can get out of the tree without touching the tree, I don't know, depends how high up you are, I guess, how athletic you are. Or if you could jump onto like something else, like a freestanding ladder or something like that, that'd be interesting. A guy could walk along with a ladder and you could jump onto that. Okay, little acrobats without them. What about taking something that's on the tree? So we said that if your hula hoop, your ball, your frisbee, whatever thing that it goes into a tree or a bush that is three tefachim, here he gives nine and a half inches or so. That's too tall, you're not allowed to do it. Putting an item there before Shabbos. So you can't put something on there before Shabbos if it's something could be used. But we saw that if it's an item that's not going to be used on Shabbos, in that case, there's no problem. Like putting up a birdhouse, putting up something that you know no one's going to be touching, then that would be allowed. These are some of the rabbinic extensions of the malacha of Kotzer.